In a minute, can you just say, Father, my vessel is open. Pour on me to overflowing. Make it a prayer just in a minute. My vessel is open to overflowing. To overflow. Rivers flow, rivers flow. Let it on a river flow in your church once again. Let it on ETBC. Rivers flow, rivers flow. Let it on a river flow in your church once again. Let it on ETBC. Rivers flow, rivers. Let it on a river flow in your church once again. Let it on ETBC. River flow, let me drink. Let it on a river flow, your church won't say. Let it on ETBC. Rivers flow, rivers flow. Eternal rivers flow, your church won't say. Let it on ETBC. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Bring out your threshing instruments. This is the purging floor. Fresh us again. The Samaritan woman said, "Sir, the well is too deep. And the biggest challenge I have is thou hast nothing to fetch with. Lord, I ask that you will stir so much hunger in our spirit that no matter how deep this well is, we will fetch. I pray that you open our eyes, carry us again to another level, cause an increase, bring a transformation here. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Please sit down quickly. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. And they overcame him. Verse 11. And they overcame him. Another way to paraphrase that is to say, and they prevailed over him. Who is the him? You will see it in verse 10. The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. verse 9 calls him the devil and Satan. Verse 9 further called him the dragon, the serpent. These are different metamorphoses that Satan imbibes. He appears to this brother as a serpent to lure, to seduce. He comes in this case and appears as a brutal dragon. No matter the nature he wears or he wore, the concentration where you should put your focus is that verse 11 said, and they overcame him. Can I confirm? Are we together? And they overcame him. They prevailed over him, over that devil, not minding the nature he wore, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. If I should coin, or if I'm to coin a burden, give a name to the burden in my spirit, I will talk to you on bloody civilians. One of the biggest reasons, and the first thing God must address in the life of any man that will have victory, is the blood you carry. They overcame him. Most often when people read that scripture, they think it's about pleading the blood of Jesus. They overcame because of the kind of blood that the Lamb carried. That was also flowing through them. I need to be sure. Are you following me? I read my Bible, and the word of God, you see, is wonderful. Once it appears to you, once the word of God appears to you, it is the beginning of your victory. I will still read one or two scriptures to open your eyes so that you can rise up here to reject the civilian blood. That's the blood you carried from your mama's womb. They overcame. When you read that scripture, you need to allow the Holy Ghost to open your eyes. The Bible began to talk. He said, and they loved not their lives unto death. So he was trying to describe the nature of how they overcame. By the blood of the Lamb. What is the blood of the Lamb? The Bible said, Exodus 15, for the Lord is a man of war. For the Lamb is a man of war. It is the same blood that flowed in them, that gave them victory to prevail.
I want it to sink very deep inside you. By virtue of the blood you carry, the civilian blood, I'm going to tell you today why soldiers call people who are not in the military bloody civilians. I will tell you. God must address the civilian blood. The civilian blood. He has to address it in you. If you will prevail. The G and the nature that loves his life so much, that gene cannot have victory in the face of battles, in the face of contentions, when horns are being locked together with bulls or Bashan. What has to be flowing in you is the same blood that the forces of death saw in Goshen and avoided the people of Israel. It is that blood. It has to be there. And it is not there by pleading blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. No, sir. It's a gene. The Bible was speaking in Matthew. He said, and this is the generation of Christ. And there is gene in generation. Say nature. The first thing I heard the soldiers say some years back when I went to do my NYSC. As soon as that, I don't know, but they've modernized some camps now. That camp was the worst 3 weeks of my life. When I went there, as we were coming from the gate to where the buildings are, was so far, and they just set up things. They didn't make it a straight road. They just put barriers that we should pass and commanded all of us to carry our bag on our head. As we carried it and we are coming, I heard one soldier say, "Una, your mama." He said, "We go commot this blood where una carry come here." They registered me and gave me bun shot and polo and boot. I was looking like an idiot. They pointed at my bed to me. Spring bed, this spring bed. When I lay on it, the thing went down. The man downstairs was telling me, "Oga, Oga, no fall for yet." On that bed, we were so tight that bed was where my bag was. That bed, I shared that narrow bed with my bag, with my bucket. I pitied girls that came with four bags. This is a military affair. When I asked them, "Where do I shit something?" They pointed at one central toilet. One. For all the coppers in my hall. You know, Yoruba guys, there are things they shit. There is a way they do that thing, you know. Everybody stood in line with bucket. Some people were holding their buttocks. They are trying to change the ease with which we are born. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And the Lamb is a man of war. How were you born a civilian from a soldier? I want to talk about the bloody civilians. This night, something you can't explain will happen to you.
You see, you didn't say amen.
There is a blood that gave them victory over the dragon. You read that scripture, you begin to plead the blood of Jesus. No. He's talking about the gene. The gene that he carried. All of us, we stood there. When I stood there for 1 hour waiting for turn, some people will enter there and it will seem as if they went to right jump. I counseled myself to go to the bush. It was a deliberate way to tell us to forget civil nature. Go to the bush. How can you keep one toilet for almost 800 persons? The blood of the civilian. That's what God must address first. If we will have the nature of prevailers, overcomers. You have to listen to me tonight. Listen with your spirit. Listen. Make sure that whatever you pen down is first of all crested in your heart before you know it. Chisel it deep. It will serve you for your journey. I don't know how it is now, and I heard that many camps are now modernized and all of that and are now looking so good. I don't know how it is now, but it was the we if you must be in the parade ground by 5 a.m. looking fresh, then you have to wake up by 3 and stand in line for water. You carry the water at times and discover you forgot your toothbrush. By the time you go back to get your toothbrush and you are back, not just your water, your bucket is gone. You begin to roam around. You will come to a point where you will hate life. Maybe the camps are good now. One day they said we will drink tea. I said, glory to God. I stood in line. Where you see cup? With my flask. When they got to my tongue, what they poured for me in that cup? What they poured there? That thing they poured there. That thing they poured there. I looked one side and saw some of the soldiers who they brought to train us to help us in some maneuvers and exercises and all of that and to keep order. I saw them enjoying the thing. How can they be enjoying this kind of thing? Their blood is different. The one at the gate said it. He said, we go commot this blood. And it was when I was passing, he said it. I don't know what I did. He said, we go command this blood. See as you yellow. I was fairer than this. Ever since I came back from service, nothing could happen again. I was fairer than this. The civilian blood. If we don't address it, if the serpent doesn't bite you, the dragon will swallow you. If the dragon doesn't swallow you, devil, he will engulf you. Verse 9 showed his different nature. The Lord is a man of war. You better tell us who your father is. Oh. That's why the scripture was clear. He said, whatsoever is born of this soldier, overcoming the world. Whatsoever carries this DNA, whatsoever carries this blood, whosoever carries this gene, he's a prevailer. At most, the battle will take a little time, but he will prevail. your blood or you are not going anywhere. You have to surrender this night and tell the anatomists of heaven to open up all your jugular vein. Brand me a blood that enjoys civil affairs. We have gone to missions. Where is Sam? Yes, Sam. Is that Amu Defion? Is it Amu? That mission where we went to, and I was going to toilet, and some villagers were passing. I had to carry the thing and enter one bush to escape. That's the best place we saw. The water with which we baited was so thick that when you are baiting, you feel the mud. As you are baiting, you are itching. Mosquito bit me until I woke up somewhere around 2 a.m. and I was asking, where am I? Oh, by the way, what am I doing here? But you know the funny part? When you come in the evening, fire. I heard you say, I'm one out there, bye. I came to provoke you this night. This man no war, sir. This become man no war. They made some small barriers. It was so real for us. They made some barbed wires. They came there and said, it's by choice. If you want, you do. If you want, don't do. Made some barbed wires to crawl under and some mud to crawl through, and they made the length a considerable one. You will crawl and feel like knowing what is going on if you raise your head to maintain, to teach you focus. You are too distracted. Any little thing, your heart has failed you. A few weeks ago, my wife told me, she gathered some of my daughters, so many of them, and said, I should come and train them. I said, you go, you and them should do it. He said, no, that I must come. I said, I'm tired, I have so many things. He said, come, sir, please, come and train us. I said, go, I'm coming. So they went a day ahead of me. And the next day I was praying, studying, and I started talking to them about the Hebrew women. Shifra and Pua, the midwives of Egypt assigned to the Hebrews, said to Pharaoh, the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian. They are not like the Egyptian women. And that's my study. I wanted to know. So I studied the word of God. I studied history. And I discovered, I was so shocked, 75 persons came from Hebrew, from the land of Canaan to Egypt. 75. Apart from Joseph and his sons and wife, 75 souls came down. Divide them among the men and the boys, the women, and let me say half. Maybe half, 34, maybe, let me say 34 or 35 women. The Hebrew women, we are so productive that they overran an entire nation that was existing before 35 women came. Pharaoh said, if war break out, these people are so much, they will talk, we are finished, start killing their sons. They were so productive. One touch, they take him. One encounter with God, they are pregnant and they will deliver. One touch, they will take it. Egyptian women, they know they born well. See how many children Joseph had? Two. I started talking to them. I said, I don't know why you will be here for 1 year and you have not conceived. It's like you are an Egyptian. What is wrong with your womb? How many times hands will the Holy Ghost lay on you? How many communion before you trap a body? How many times will God engulf you in intimacy before you take him? The Hebrew women produced till they threatened the population of Egypt that was already a nation before few of them came. When you see them structurally, their structural build strong. Before you arrive, man and post, they've delivered. Their structural build was strong. Till today, NYSC in Israel is military. Every secondary school graduate you meet in Israel is a soldier. Today, you can't wipe them away. Oh my God, you are not following me. Huh? Today, God has to arrange something for you, a deliberate encounter. Forget about every other thing. You have paid price to come here. You can't live here disabled. You know, the Bible was talking somewhere. I think Timothy said, he said, silly women. As Egyptian women, silly women. Silly. Who leave holes in their life and things that are creeping, creeping. Men laden with sin enter their life anyhow. Pores are in their heart. Holes. Anything can enter them easily. It doesn't take much to throw you into depression. It doesn't take anything to swing your mood. You can't maintain an atmosphere 6 months. Your life is full of pores and holes. He said they are silly women. While he spoke in Hebrews 11, he said, these women by faith receive their dead back to life. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but it's like there are women God wants to change here. If you are a sister here, a child of God, and you are not a nurse, something is wrong in your life. Lay your hands on your head and say, oh God, why didn't I study nursing? Something is wrong in my life. You are not praying it. Help me. Shall I go and call one of the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you? Miriam said to the daughter of Pharaoh, he said, we know that you people are not nurses. You are Egyptian women. You don't have what it takes to nurture and mature great destiny. He said, let me go and call Hebrew women. They are nurses. And within maybe 2-3 years, Jochebed planted something in Moses that at 40, he still remembered that he's an Hebrew. They are nurses. Okay, you thought I was talking about teaching hospital. They know how to mature them. Put anything in their hands, it won't die. Give them something, they know what to do. Give them Jesus. They know how to bring him up. Give them Moses. Even if it is for 3 years. I don't know why. I decided that I will do all the training. They put some things in the tree. They put rope across the tree. They put the one that you will hold the rope and be moving from rope to rope. I said I will do all of them. That was my mistake. I was massaged 6 months after service before I recovered. They put barrier wall, very tall one. I said I will do. Especially when I saw some ladies doing it. I said, thunder, fire, Satan. I said I will do. I said I will do all of them. They were pairing people, not intentionally. At times it was male-male. At times it was female-female. At times it was male-female. To go under, because it was just too rude to go under that, I don't know what to call it, that barbed wired something to go under. Yeah. And I was paired with one girl. We started. My brother, I haven't been here before. So I was taking it easy. And these girls sped up. Fiam, 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 fiam. I could hear people cursing me. Otondo. You know the shape. See woman, they pass you. And the worst was that you can't look up to know who is cursing you. You can't. Even when you are insulted, you have to maintain focus. Cursed be the civilian nature. I hate it. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the man of war. When I ask you to pray, you have to bring yourself into the surgery room. This girl sped up. When the insults were coming, I told myself, I said, you know, nobody knows you're a man of God here. Forget what these people are saying. I now discovered that the girl stopped somewhere, just few poles to the exit. I discovered the girl had stopped. While they were praising her, morale became high. In this camp, it's not gra-gra. You have to allow the training permeate your body. Stop trying to overtake anybody here. Concentrate strongly and deeply at the work of God in your spirit. Gra, 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 gra. She now stopped. I didn't know why she stopped. I said maybe she was waiting for me. So I got to the and discovered that there was this hair she made in military camp. It cut the barbed wire. Fia! She wanted to go back. No way. It twisted more. Front, it twisted more. Sideways, it twisted more. Until the scalp was near the barbed wire. So she paused. And the worst is that when I got there, I could not do anything. I could not even stretch my hands. I now looked at her and said, Kai. Hey, how did you come to camp with civilian properties? Don't you know? That's what they were telling her. I now observed all the ladies that were there. Some of them barbed hair. There was one they called Ujunwa. She stands like this. A lady, she stands like this, curved like this, she stands like this. When they were playing football match, some young men were talking. They said, if I catch that girl, I go break that babe leg. Nothing, come on, nothing, just they do. Man, come on, if I'm going to enter field, I go show him. I thank God. She didn't play with my team. So they hosted a match between NYSC and soldiers. NYSC, the coppers, were about 10 players. Soldiers were 6. I don't say why. They said Ujunwa is 3 players. Kai! And I thought it was hype, you know. But we saw it. So all those boys, they were dragging. They say we enter this. No. In training camp, accept your weakness. Surrender. Learn as you watch. Find out where you are not following. Don't come here to show us that. Do you know where I came from? Where did you come from? The blood of the civilian. This girl held ball. Somebody fired ball at her. I sat, I was watching. Somebody fired ball at her. She put it in her chest and brought it down. And was progressing. Two of those boys rushed her. She did like this. Three fell. And she did like this. Three. I saw these copper boys eating dust. You are not contending with a beauty pageant. What you are dealing with here is a lady who subjected humanity. I said the word humanity, woman nature. Now, I'm not talking about man. Who subjected the fragility of a lady to training? It's like trying to jam Mary's lesson. It's like trying to lock her with mother. It's like trying to tell Catherine Kuma. They have subjected the pleasures no woman can release. Bloody civilians. Sir, I think the word of God was talking, it should be somewhere in Revelation 7, thereabout. You know what he said? He said, and I saw a multitude. I saw a multitude whose robes were white. Think, maybe verse 6 or thereabout. So I saw a multitude whose robes were white, round about the throne. And I saw, you know, angels round about the 24 elders, round about the four living creatures, singing praise, worshiping God. John said, who are these? The response of the angel, he said, these be they who have made their robe white by the blood of the Lamb. Now listen, when you wash clothes in blood, it doesn't turn white. To be pure, you have to carry the gene of the Lamb. That's what the word of God was addressing. Who have made their robes white? This generation where the only station I put in the house I have rest is ball. That's the only station you can comfortably put and not have the remote in your hand or wrestling. And you can even that one and not have rest. Anywhere you put pollution, you open your phone trying to innocently watch a video. Within 2 minutes, they bring advert. They brought one advert, and I punched inside that three dotted line and asked them, why am I seeing this? They said, you must see it. As far as you are above 18, we will show you. So there is no way here to be pure except by the warrior blood. It is only the blood of the Lamb that can keep your robes white. So civilians who are in this kingdom but are nothing but civilians, you will discover that year to year you are polluted. January, it seems as if you are following. February, you fall. March, it seems as if April, you fall. You will keep doing that until even yourself will despise the faith. You say it's not working. It's working. It's just that you are one of the troops trooping out of the church that are not military troops. You are one of the deafening crowd that fills the cathedral and the halls of churches who troop out after Sunday to snap Sunday vibes. Nothing vibrated. If something vibrated, you won't remember your camera. Sunday vibe, nothing vibrated. It's not vibe yet. If it vibrated, the way your clothes is, you won't want to snap. I'm not anti-camera. But if I can plant something in you that will die to camera, I will be happy. It took long for me to agree to be snapped. God had to come and say, "Okay, why you?" Everything you are looking for, die, it will come. If you don't die to it and heaven wants to help you, they won't bring it. So I marveled. I said, so to be pure, you have to carry the gene of the lamb. That washed their robes in the blood of the lamb. Oh my God, you are not following me. Are you following me, friends? It is the civilian blood. Blood that hates warfare. Blood that hates discomfort. Blood that waits for comfort to read Bible. Blood that attends fellowship when it's not raining. Blood that is not ready to go for mission. Blood that despises military affairs. Blood that can't tarry long. He can't. He said this. Is that not Hosea 13:13? He said he's an unwise son, for he could not stay long in the place of breaking forth. He prayed a little. He said, as if nothing came forth. He said it's not working. Somebody came to me and was narrating her ordeal and told me, said, "Daddy, before I start, don't ask me to pray." And spoke and spoke and spoke. I said, "So why did you say I should not ask you to pray?" He said, "Because as for prayer, I have prayed." I said, "Okay, I know one Ogugu in Okija. See me on Friday. We'll be going there together." Say, "Hey, God forbid." I said, "Forbid what? You said I should not ask you to pray. What is remaining?" I said, "Meanwhile, you said you have prayed. You. Pass it as a decree to your heart. Say, I hate the civilian nature. Take it out of me. Trash it out of me. Purge it out of me." And they loved not their life unto death. Psalm 68, verse 30. I'll give you space to read it for me if you see it. Quick. Psalm 68, verse 30. Yes, sir. Read it again.
Rebuke the company of spearmen.
The company of spearmen.
The multitude of bulls.
The multitude of bulls.
With the calves of the people.
With the calves of the people.
Till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver.
Till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver.
Scatter thou people that delight in war.
Hello, sir. What's your name? Emenike. There are people that love war. There are demons that they enjoy battle. They are company of spearmen. Multitude of bulls. They love war. None of you will prevail until You remove this blood that hates war. You have to carry the blood that delights in war. Because there is a company of people that delight. Translation, quick. Give me another translation. Give me CEV. You have ESV. While I wait for CEV, read ESV.
Rebuke the beast that dwell among the reeds.
There are beasts. Exactly. Huh? That dwell among the what?
The reeds. The head of bulls with the calves of the people.
Head of bulls with the calves of the people.
Trample on that.
Can you imagine bulls in the midst of calves? What is their faith? What is contending with you as the head of a bull? And you are a calf, a baby calf. Carrying the blood of a civilian. Bloody civilians. Is this testimony? Out of hard test comes testimony. You don't have testimony until you are tested. You may not like what I'm saying tonight, but you don't have to like it for it to help you. All the drugs that are effective are bitter. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The man of war. May your true identity be restored. Yeah. I asked one young, those days when I was writing Jam, I'm coming back to what I'm saying. I asked one young, I said, why do you talk hard all the time? She and the brother. I said, why do both of you talk hard all the time? He said, my father is a colonel. We are groomed hard. He said, when my father come back, the way my father talks to my mom, if you don't understand, you will think we are quarreling. At times he will come back and my mother will hug him and he will stand like that, sentry like three. Connor, he has fought wars. So at times he will brace my mother. The next thing he hears, woman, water, bed, food, eat, bed, sleep. He said, initially my mother used to cry until it came to a point where the thing entered her body. Woman, water, food, eat, bed, sleep. She would say, sir, yes. You are married to a general. Your husband is a general. You have to understand why the punches are strong. You cannot be a civilian married to a field marshal. Your husband is a man of war. Somebody called me this morning. I can't go back again. I heard. Can't go back again. Somebody called me this morning. I've had such calls, many. This morning, I was on the altar and the call came in. I looked at it. I was just studying, so I left my phone. I looked at it. I attended to that call. He said, Daddy, last night I was in a revelation and saw where my father and some men in full Sabbatarian attire carried me to altar in the middle of the river. I said, physically, is your father Sabbath? I said, physically, if your father Sabbath, he said, I was born into Sabbath. That's where they delivered us. He said, when I got there, the confusion why I'm sharing with you, daddy, is that when I got there, I saw them in the middle of the water doing all manner of things for different people. He said, two of their priests saw me and started shouting, why did you bring Bravin's son here? Vincent, our enemy, carry this guy out of here. He woke up. There is an identity wherever they are. They know that this man will contend with them. It is civilians that see things going wrong and pretend as if they didn't see it. Is it my business? In your father's kingdom. At times when my wife see me sleeping on the floor, at times she'll say, what is it? I said, I need to understand some things. This world is a confused place. There are things I need clarity over. I'm telling you, I'm just on the ground. Let me understand. The biggest problem you have is that some things are not clear and you are still continuing in the same path. You need to change path and understand what is going on. Scriptures usually bet things out of me. It bets actions. After tonight, Abrinaka, Fretekapa, Sakatos, Petentuka, Karua Christus, Apes Yeshua, Peru, Fakataba, Kapatos. My father is a man of war. My father is a general, a warlord. I need his gene, his blood to prevail. From tonight, baptism, surgery. Listen, sit down. Listen. Men that delight in war. You know, one time I was studying and I began to ask the Lord. I have a son who is a corporal in the army. I now asked the Lord and I asked him, I said, what do they do to you people? That when you hear you dodge. You bring up your head again. At times they will come closer. Closer to bullets. What do they do to you? Normal, natural man. Throw one knockout here. Some of you will shock us. He now said, our heart is being changed. They open grenade, boah. Rocket launcher. Pia! Boah! RPG! Take cover! Boah! And they will stand up. Watch your six. Six where? Six what? Going nearer to sniper. Abba. Armed to the tooth. You dislodge the automated machine. You dislodge it. They bring a pistol. You dislodge pistol. They bring a commando knife. You dislodge commando knife. Their fist is bone. Everything about them is a weapon. Don't give me weapon. Make me weapon. Make me weapon first. I hope you know. Excuse me, friends. I hope you know that I discovered that some people became weapons. Wherever Paul appeared, hell will take over. It seemed to me that some forces of darkness there will tell the demons on duty
and said, thunder fire you. Whatever you are doing there, that's your business. Paul is around. Men and brethren, help, help, help. Peace be the men who turn the world around. They are here again. Oh. They take cover. I just wanted to show you. Where is that? Yes. CEV. I asked for CEV. With CEV. You have a son. Good. CEV. If I have message, let me also take it. Listen to this.
Punish that animal that lives in the swamp. Punish that nation whose leaders and people are like wild bulls. Make them come crawling with gifts of silver. Scatter those nations that enjoy making war.
So you see that there are nations that they enjoy war. I don't want trouble. Oh. I don't want trouble. Oh. Because you are born into trouble. Job said, man is born into trouble. How can you say you don't want trouble? The only way out is to check how to survive. That's what we are born into. These people won't let you go until you rise up to drain yourself of civilian nature. They won't leave your mother. They won't spare anything about you. One of the things I'm going to do tonight is that I'm going to lead you like a commando. Some of you, we will face where you are coming from. From tomorrow, you will hear news. All the forces that thought that they have finished your home, out of nowhere, they will just see somebody pushing them. What's going on here? They won't know the kind of work that has been done here. Some of you are going through things. You are going through terrible things. Dark powers. Constellations that are dark. Principles older than time. Ordinances of wickedness. Spoken utterances. Uttered in the dark on top of blood. Wickedness in high places. Tonight, we will march out. We will march out as a troop. Kai, something is happening here. They will carry you to the theater to make you a lover of war. Sit down. We were on campus, I and some leaders, and we came to fellowship venue and saw one young sister weeping
front of the altar, praying. She cried and broke our heart until we joined her. We started praying for her. Father, whatever is the case, attend to it. You know, I want to know how bulls who have found themselves in the midst of calves, company of men that delight in war, how can I survive in a place like this without being a lover of war? Something about you must love war. You have to love war. And I discovered that one of the things that makes soldiers love war is artillery. The stronger the weapon, the firepower. They call it firepower. The stronger the firepower, the higher the morale. That's why God tries to make things in you. There are things that when you have, you will delight in war. You know that revelation is there. You know. It's an artillery. You know that by the time we press 10 minutes, I will see something. You know that military earpiece is there. You hear. You hear, commander. These are artillery. You know that your tongues are not mere tongues, that they have reflection in the air. I hate the civilian nature. Shout it loud. I hate the civilian nature. Cursed be the civilian nature. Listen, oh, we join that in prayer. Lord, anything she's asking for, help her. Help her. When she finished crying with her eyes swollen up, we decided to find out what created such body. Then what is it? She said, it's been over 2 weeks since her cream finished. I said to myself, shame on you. It's what lack of discernment has done to you. I started looking for discernment. You mean you are crying because of Nivea? You mean you are crying? You are angry that you have 2 skirts. And Chioma has 13. Present garments are future rags. They have nothing to say about tomorrow. Tomorrow, this is a rag. You mean why you are depressed? It's because you are using Nokia Touch. That's why you are depressed. You are a civilian. So you refuse to read Bible. Say you won't read it again. Because somebody told you all these things you are reading. Where is the proof? Okay. That's why you are not reading Bible again. You are angry that at your age you still push barrow to go and grind corn. That's why you are angry. Whereas my son's father has 2 cars. You are a civilian. You are a civilian. Rain beat my Bible. Beat me. Beat me. Rain beat me. Beat me. At times I will come to the pulpit, draining, drenched in rain. We will talk and pray until it's converted to sweat and then dries. Prayers towards the mark of the high calling. Something must happen to many of you. Because there are company of seducers, seductresses, empowered daughters of Jezebel, dragons and draconesses,
have been sent to swallow your diamond. They delight in war only to knock at your door and a civilian opened. No military belts, no military uniform, no military guard, no shin guard, no boot, no helmet, no grenade, no pistol, no knife, nothing at all. Just a pure bloody tongue speaking civilian. And the people knocking are lovers of war. They can stay here 60 years fighting you. They like it. The more they fight, the more their rank. They like it. Satan will not make rank out of my ministry. Mami Watakes will not use me to increase in rank. They will not pull me down. 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 I change my appetites. All my appetites. All my desires. The blood in me.
Does not have powers ruling it. We have seen it now. You think going to Britain? You are a civilian. Join the army. You are ready to surrender your body because of iPhone Pro Max. You are civilian. You don't envy people that carry Holy Ghost. You envy people that carry phone. Bloody civilian. Bloody civilian. You don't envy fire. You only envy Lexus. Obi Kubana is your role model. He's your role model. Because of his Prado, he's your role model. John Wesley is not your role model. John Gillick, that carry fire miracle, is not your role model. You're a civilian. Your blood will betray us. Sit down.
Now hear this. The other time I was studying. Hear this, because in a few minutes now, unfortunately, time has betrayed me again. When you get home, you will discover that what happened to you today is beyond what you can comprehend.
before I lead you to marshal out now, hear this. I was studying and I was surprised to discover Christians are the only people that do not carry their God to wherever they are going. And it is civilian nature. I discovered it when I was with precise. All the wives of Solomon entered into marriage with their God. And they were so strong that Solomon was constrained to build them temples. It is a believer that you will be telling now the junction of marriage, pray, let's bring God in. He said, the issue is that I love him. You people should not make this thing too spiritual. I had one person say marriage is 90% Ghana, 10%. I said, even when I'm on the bed with my wife, I'm doing spiritual work. There is nothing Ghana here. If you dare think it's Ghana, if you think it is Ghana, one day, one strange, read me of strange children. Where do they come from? David cried. I said, read me of strange children. Somebody was with his wife. Seed from hell entered. Let us pray. He said, if I don't marry him, I will die. Marry him, you will die. What? Let's bring your all the wives of Solomon brought their gods to Jerusalem. Go and study. I went to Benin Republic some time ago. When I got to Benin Republic, one North American university, I ministered there. When I the next day, they said they wanted to take me to the market. Indians everywhere. Prior to my arrival, court banned church from using equipment. The court, the neighbor they had, the Buddhist, took the church to court. They were sharing land by the right with a Buddhist. Indians everywhere, their president Buddhist. By the left was a hotel. The hotel sued the church to court that they are disturbing the free flow of immorality. That when they are praying and shouting and singing, when they are singing all these things, they are singing. You know, somebody is fornicating and you are shouting on a hill far away. Stood on a rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Then the prostitute said, we are not flowing again. They took the church to court. Church went and hired lawyer instead of the senior advocate. Lawyer did his best. They sentenced the church and said, no more equipment. I said, why is it 2 weeks to my coming? I came with overflow. What do I do here? God said, I will hang my hands on your voice. The next day, they told me they wanted to, they would take me to the market. I will see good materials. I went to the market with them. Indians. Any shop I enter, the first thing you will see is the oracle. When you're pricing and it's time for benevolence, they will leave you. I say, Ne master. They carry their God to main market. They carry their God to classroom. They are soldiers. You can't be found without your weapon. They carry their God to the boss.
They carry their God to wedding. They carry their God everywhere they are. They carry their God. They carry their God to their relationship. It's because God is not there. That's why all of a sudden you are romancing a sister from the same fellowship. How are you people doing this thing? God is not there. You are Nunjideka, drama coordinator, and sisters coordinator. You don't have somebody shouting, "And we pray, and we pray, and we pray, oh, and we pray, oh." If I don't pray, Satan will make me. I said, remove Satan, put in Jideka. Your case is clear. I won't have time to open another scripture, so I'm just going to say some things. You go home. It's in your Bible. Soldiers call civilians bloody civilians. You know why? They call them bloody civilians because they provoke war and send soldiers to go and fight it. They provoke war, but they lack the capacity to fight it. There are children that provoke war. There are parents, some of you are coming from places where your parents provoked war. They couldn't fight it. The whole family is in abyss. Nobody is breathing here. War that your father provoked. He went and called upon a deity and said, "We give you ourselves." It is back to claim something now. It will take a soldier to stand here and say, "No." Civilians, they provoke war. I would have gone through the scriptures. One young man, the son of Hezekiah, rose up, was cranking at an early age. He went to all the altars that his father brought down. All the wicked altars, familiar spirits that his father brought down. He went and reawakened them. Provoked that war. Spirits that the sword of his father drove away. All of them found their way back. Okay, fight the war now. He's a pure civilian. He doesn't know how to shape his mouth to face war. He doesn't have scriptures to stand upon to battle. He doesn't know the consecration he needed to carry for each battle. They provoke war. We have enough warfare already. Don't provoke fresh war. There are people that if you open your legs to, they climb on top of you and come down, you have provoked war. The general superintendent of Mountain of Fire, that should be Dr. Lukoya. He said, "I was in my office and they brought three young men came into my office and raised their shirt. And I saw pistols, guns." They said, "Baba, we respect you. We can't point gun at you. By this gun, you know who we are. We just came here. Bring us some money, Baba. Please don't be angry." He told them, he said, "There is no money here. The money here is God's money." They said, "Okay, give us your personal money." He said, "My personal money is God's money. If you want it, go to God. You don't threaten this. You don't threaten a commander." They now said, "Okay, pray for us. Don't leave us empty handed." He said that was their worst mistake. He said, "You know, you don't know Mountain of Fire. Die, die. Something must die." I went to Mountain of Fire to preach. When I entered there and saw from afar, I said, "What is going on here?" every strong man die by fire. Die. And something must die.
Yeah.
The superintendent of such fire. Say they should pray for him. He said, I lifted up my hands and laid on the first one. I said, Father, show yourself. The young man's trousers started dancing. I was listening to his message. The young man, what was in the young man's trouser? His manhood started dancing. He said the thing danced and tore his trousers and came out with the head of a serpent. He manifested with the head of a serpent. Dr. Lukoya now asked him, I said, how many girls have you slept with in the past 1 week? He said, home or abroad. That's in campus or off campus. He said he can't remember. Demonic evangelism. Somebody gave this thing to him, this serpent. And as he spread it to those girls, everybody who will also touch them, you are provoking war. You are provoking war. You are, this blood you are carrying will put you in trouble. This blood you are carrying, this blood that cannot resist big brother Niger, this thing will kill you. This thing will kill you. Stop looking at this girl's nakedness. Stop looking there. Say, Jesus, look up to the hills. This blood will not agree. This thing will provoke war for you. I know you may not like, you won't like what I'm saying today. Now you are provoked war. Who will fight it? I must fail me. Who will fight it? All the wars that several of your ancestral lineages provoked. Where I came from. Before I started work, before I started the work of the ministry, God called me and said, if you don't handle what your ancestors put down here, they were giving birth to children, we are dying. Giving birth to children, we are dying. Giving birth to children, we are dying. Somebody canceled them to go to far away land and bring a date that they service with pepper. And a young girl. They brought the deity and put knife in the throat of two young maidens. The chief priest was eating pepper from basket. Eating raw pepper from basket. Pouring on the deity. Pouring on the youngest. Eating pepper. Chewing pepper. Say, wicked deity. His food is pepper. You don't bring anything but pepper. As he was eating the pepper, he told the elders to say what they want and that they must be ready to release something. So they put knife on the young girl and said, take money, leave our children. Oh, let us be poor, but don't let us be childless. Oh, phew. The other one, to make it sure, take money, but leave our children. Oh, let our lineage be poor, but don't let us be childless. Pyam! On that blood, they seed it, buried them. That's where I put the first crusade. On that ground. If I tell you the contentions, you must love war. You must love war. So the first 5 minutes is the one you will use to trust God to start the surgery. It won't finish here, but he will start. Because the next 5 minutes, I'm going to marshal out with you now. You have suffered enough. Wherever you are, take a position. The first 5 minutes. Fire!
If your neighbor doesn't want to pray, leave him alone. Don't mind him.
You civilian nature, blood, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Angels of law, come down. Archangels, come down. They are coming. When they appear, I will announce it to you. I summon the angels of law. Come down. You may not be able to explain what is happening to your body. A surgery. Every civilian blood. I know time has been fast spent, but just 10 minutes. Give God just 10 minutes. The incantations have begun. Where is the oracle of God? Take a position. You are not serious. Be serious. It's a surgery. Kronos. They are coming. Escort the king. Those that are tired, supply energy. Oh Lord, my God, supply strength to them. Supply strength to any mortal body that feels weary. Supply strength they can't explain. Strength that comes from above. My God, some people are getting stronger here. It's getting stronger. Some people are getting stronger. Energy from God. Energy from God. Power. 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 Move. Power. From heaven. Come down. Come down. Come down. Come down. Come down. You are a civilian. Bring your heart out. Something is happening to me. Something is happening to my spirit. Oh my God. Oh my God. My appetites, my desires, my heart. I'm not a bloody civilian. My father is a man of war. Change me, transform me. I'm not afraid anymore. By the blood of the Lamb, the gene of the Lamb, the gene of the Lamb, the gene of the Lamb. And they prevailed by the blood of the Lamb, by the gene of the Lamb. For whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. My father is the man of war, the commander in chief of the armed forces. Oh, commander, your son is calling you. Your son is calling you. Now listen. When Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus, because of how terrible the situation is, he shouted, "For the battle of the warriors with a confused noise, you are going to face that issue now. Face it. Now listen, listen to what you will do. Face it now. This is how we are going to pray. We are going to point at that matter now. Some of you, it is not revealed yet, but you know there is something wrong. To some of you, it has been revealed. You know where it's coming from. You are going to face that. You are going to face that death tomb now. Where they buried your Lazarus. When Jesus came there, he did not use a calm voice. There are times that God shouts, and that's how we are going to do it now. We are going to shout, but you will have extra backup. When you shout like the voice of Jesus, it will travel into the fellowship of hell. Satan heard the shout. Lazarus! He said, excuse me, who is Lazarus here? Which of my captives is Lazarus here? Lazarus says, see me here. He said, pack your bag. Pack your bag. I hear your God's voice. Some people wanted to follow him. Say, go back. He didn't call you. He called only Lazarus. Listen, tonight he called you. Tonight he's calling the name of your case. He's opening your case. Tonight many things will end. Get ready. When I come through, you are going to from your belly with the assistance of heaven. You will look at that matter. First that matter. Face it. First that awesome. First that backwardness. First that failure. First that case. Face it now. Don't look at man. Look in the realm of the spirits. Look in the realms. Shakuria. I ask for backup. I ask for help from above. I ask for help from above. Let me go here. Yelumaka. 1, 2, 3. The fire. And the bread. We must sell out. We march out. Kingdoms fall. A soldier has arisen. A soldier is born. Fall. Powers fall. No matter your village, no matter your home, I don't care where you come from, I don't care your case. Kingdoms fall. Ulcer, cancer, backwardness fall. Somebody
No. I will stop here. Can you? I march. Are you following me? We march. Warrior angels, many the angels, march around my compound, march around my foundation. I march. Sakata, rakata, skombe. I guess why. March. It has started. The procession has started. Ushers, where are you? Because when they appear, they are here. Some people can't carry themselves. Ushers, as you are praying, help. We march. Oh my God, we march. Somebody help the younger. We march. Warrior angels are procession. They are procession. Did you hear the apostle? Apostle, you said they followed him to Brazil. They are following me every year. They want to stop me. They want me to die in identity. They tell you for the devil. I'm not a lesbian. It's a lie, I'm not a lesbian. They said I am a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a cultist. I'm not a thief. I'm the son of a warrior. My father is a general. My father, we march. Fire. Move out. Somebody help that young man. Move out. Help that young man. Help me. Oh my God, somebody help us here. Oh God. Shabane. Rabba Baka. Swale Kinete. After today, it was end. It was end today. Today, not today. Sebira. The brother.
In the name of Jesus, we release judgment over every opposition against your advancement. Whether he's man or whether he's woman or whether he's young or whether he's old or whether he's altar, whether he's spirit, listen to me now. We release judgment against every opposition against your advancement in the name of Jesus. 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 If somebody needs to die, let them die. No matter how long the fetters, the yoke, the charm, the witchcraft, the occultism, no matter how long and hard it is, in the name of Jesus, by the heat of this atmosphere, let them melt to pieces. Let them melt to pieces. Let them melt to pieces. Let them melt. Overturn every negative utterance against you, against your family. We overturn it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anybody that told you you won't marry, you will marry in the name of Jesus. Anybody that told you you won't make it in business, in ministry, in family, you will make it in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power holding you from conception, holding you from advancing in business, holding you from promotion in your workplace, holding you from breaking forth in your ministry, you are moving in cycle. We stand in the name of Jesus and we activate the sword of judgment. Let it strike from heaven and break that vicious circle. Break that vicious circle. Break that vicious circle. In the name of Jesus. Every mystery that Satan uses to abort your seasons, in the name of Jesus, we demystify it. 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 Satan can no more hide around your life and be doing anything he wants. From today, he's exposed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
We believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.